She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky, and my beautiful co-host Lisa Davis is not with us today, so I will be hosting solo. Our guest today is going to talk about something that I am super passionate about. I have been an entrepreneur in my own business, doing what I love to do every single day for 16 years. Yes, that's right. 16 years ago, I decided to start my own company and follow my passion. And today, Jennifer Noel Taylor is going to talk to us about a book she wrote called Love Incorporated, which is The Business of Doing What You Love. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Oh, great. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So what inspired you to write this book?
Oh my gosh. Well, my heart really goes out to people who are just like stuck in a job that they just feel neutral about or are even depressed about, because I've been there. And I used to work at a job that I just was depressed every day I went to work. And I felt like it was because I wasn't doing my true calling. And so I had like this spiritual feeling of almost like a spiritual crisis. And so I wrote the book in hopes that I can help other people get out of that feeling of, wow, like I have a true calling, but I'm not really doing it. And so this book was my way of helping people hopefully get the courage to move on to something that they really love to do.
So tell us a little bit about your story, about what gave you that inspiration to kind of leave it all and start doing what you love to do.
I think mostly my inspiration was mostly negative, because I was just slogging along at a job that just really, I just didn't like at all. And I started pursuing my true passion outside of work. I started going to massage school and started to feel that energy healing was my true passion. And so one day, you know, the universe started speaking to me and saying, hey, this is your actual life work. And I think what happened was I felt so inspired by the new potential of doing energy work and so depressed about my current job that I was just ready to do anything to move on. And there was this like feeling in my heart that it would be all okay if I followed my true calling. So that was my story. And then I got involved with Quantum Touch, which has been doing that for the last 13 years. And then one day, like, the book came through. So again, like, the universe like spoke to me through my heart and said, here's a book. And like all the information just like came through, and I started writing it down, and I felt like, wow, I'm just compelled to do this. And I feel like a lot of times the universe will just really guide you into your next step. And sometimes it's almost like you're just compelled. So that's why I wrote the book
as well. The key is listening. Like, so, you know, the universe, our angels, our guides will speak to us, but it's a matter of listening and saying, oh, that's right, great, I'm going to do that, right? And jumping on board with that, whatever that vision, whatever it is they're saying to you. So I think that's great that you listened and then you followed your dream. And tell us a little bit about Quantum Touch.
Oh, sure. Quantum Touch is an energy healing modality. It's what I call like energy healing 101. It's like really simple, working with breathing and energy awareness. We cater to people who are like just starting to dip their toe into the water. And I think a lot of people, you know, are a little bit, it's still controversial for a lot of people. It's like, wow, can like energy healing be real? So we give people like very specific techniques of, here's how you can feel energy. Here's how you can work with energy. And I feel like it's also a support system for people who may think, you know, this is just weird. We have like a big group, and my idea is to support people who are just starting to get into it and feel like they may have questions or feel like it may be too weird, or, you know, just grounding it into our world right now.
I think for those who are listening who are not maybe familiar with energy healing like Reiki or any other energy healing modality, maybe just tell them quickly, what is energy healing and what can they expect to receive what can they expect to get when they are getting in healing?
So energy healing to me is based on the premise that we're spiritual beings in a human body. So from my perspective, when we work with energy, we're working with our soul energy. I also call it the energy of love, because I feel like love is the fabric of the universe. So I feel like it's a kind of a shift in the mentality that because we are mostly vibration, and then the physical world is a manifestation of our vibration, that we can work with that energy to bring wholeness. And it's healing with love. It's using love as an energy to help facilitate another person's healing. And what they might expect is, like, let's say you're doing a hands-on session, you might, like, feel different energetic sensations depending on your sensitivity. And a lot of times, things will start to resolve just doing the energy work. And I feel like, personally, it's really fun to just sit there and play with energy.
I do, too. Years ago, I took the course, the Reconnective Healing course with Eric Pearl. And I was a 4-day course. And I remember, you know, we played a lot with energy back then. And I'm a true believer in energy healing. My body loves energy healing. So I love that you talk to us a little bit about it and say, having fun with it, right? And I think for a lot of people, it could be scary, or they're like, wait a second, what is that voodoo? You know, we don't really know what that is. And I think, like you said, quantum touch is very much about, you know, reaching out to people who might not be familiar with it or may want to explore it. So take someone through a little bit about, you know, what happens when they come, when they get quantum touch. Is it something that they lie on a table? Are they touched? Is it just, you know, they're not touched, but they're in their field? Can they do it long distance? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. The interesting part about energy work is, because energy isn't necessarily physical, you can do distant healing. You can do, like, actually hands-on healing. And there's no real, like, format. What I believe is you let the client lead the session. So let's say somebody comes in with knee pain. So if you don't do distant healing, let's say they come in for a session, you would just, like, place your hands over their knee and actually touch their knee and then do the energy healing techniques. And usually what the client will experience is a lot of times they'll actually feel things shifting, which can, you know, if you're new at it, may actually be very unusual or just feel a little weird, but it also can feel like warm. It can feel like love. And then a lot of times what I've noticed is, when things start to shift, let's say the knee pain will progress into maybe the pain will shift to their ankle. And so then as the practitioner, you can work on the ankle. Sometimes there's emotional responses because, you know, your body stores your emotions. So sometimes, like, you know, which may surprise the client, when you're working on the knee, you may have this, like, outcrop of pain or tears or, like, an emotional response as your body, like, releases stored emotions. So, like, kind of anything can happen with the energy work, which is so amazing. But I feel like you'll be guided by the next step. The client will say, oh, now the pain's here. I'm having this emotional response. And so basically the client will lead the session.
Which is great, because you go at the client's pace, which I think is amazing. We only have maybe 30 seconds left. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, if somebody wanted to find a quantum touch healer, is there a website they can go to? Is there, you know, can they do it themselves? How does it work?
Oh, sure. There's a couple ways. They can go to quantumtouch.com, and you can either find a practitioner on that site, or we have live workshops and also online training, so you can do that and work on your friends, which I really encourage people to do if they're just getting into it, work on their friends.
I think that's great. All right. Well, perfect. Thank you for being on our show today. And I know that they can also find the book at loveincorporatedthebook.com. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, it'll be released Valentine's Day.
Perfect. Well, congratulations. You can also follow Jennifer on Twitter at Jen Noelle Taylor. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.